Hey y'all, it's Natalia,
Christina,
and Hannah
from Southern Halo,
and you're listening to Lee Williams.
When the bells are ringing on my wedding day, I can hear my daddy say, bear true like gold when the choir is singing, here comes the bride. I can see my mama cry, she loves me so, oh. First, I wanna see the world first, I want a really long kiss from a really hot guy. Then I wanna taste really good wine. Wanna go to a penthouse party. Wanna fly on a private jet. Wanna do a little nightclub dancing. Stay out to the sunset. Sing a little fun before I see your face. I don't know that you're the one. Wanna meet you at that place. Wanna meet you at that place. I'll meet you there where the bells are. Better be ready for me. Daddy says I'm a handful. I'm just a little bit wild and free. Fun before I see your face. I don't know that you're the one. Wanna meet you at that place. When I meet you at that place, I'll meet you there where the bells are.
Friday morning. It's beautiful, sunny today. It's going to go to 80 degrees. Can you believe that? In February. Unbelievable. And I'm in a suite, and I'm talking to sweet three girls, Southern Halo, and they're going to announce themselves.
Hey, guys. It's Natalia.
It's Hannah.
And Christina.
We're Southern Halo.
Now, tell me, first, what do you play?
So, I, Natalia, am the guitar player and piano player in Southern Halo.
And then I'm Hannah, and I play the bass guitar.
And then being the middle child, I have to play the drums, right?
So you're a self-contained group when you go out and perform.
That's exactly right. We love having fun playing together, everywhere. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Well, tell me the story, because you come from the Mississippi Delta. And so how did all this start? You know, were your parents into to country music?
Actually, that's such a funny story, because we get asked that a lot, and no, our parents aren't really musically inclined. They love music, as always, but, yeah. They're just not really, they don't really know how to play.
Yeah, they don't have the talent for it. So we haven't really been raised from, a parental instrumental aspect or point of view, but we like to say it comes from the Delta dirt, because of where all the blues music has originated from, right there in the Mississippi Delta. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's so cool. Right there in the heart of the Mississippi Delta. Yeah. We just basically grew up listening to lots of inspirational blues singers and songwriters, and we just wanted to grow up and be just like them.
Yeah.
But where did your musicianship come from? Did you just decide, I'm going to start learning to play the guitar or drums or bass?
Well, of course we've had our influences, right? Like our own personal influences. For example, I'm more into rock music, being the drummer, so I love people like Dave Grohl, and I kind of just grew my ability to play drums by watching videos of him. And
yeah. But, you know, I'd have to say that it just comes from curiosity. You know, just being young little girls that we were, we would see, like, these big instruments. Like, the piano to a six-year-old is so big. And, you know, in my mind, I just was like, I have to learn how to do this one day. And then once you learn the piano, every instrument's just a breeze. It's just so much fun.
And just growing up listening to, like, great classical music, like Fleetwood Mac and everything that we've been listening to, we just like, oh man, they're having a blast with that. We want to do that. So yeah.
You girls sound so mature, but none of you are 20 yet, are you?
Not yet.
So we have Natalia, who is
19.
Hannah
is
16.
16.
And Christina is 18. So
God, so you're the old lady of the band.
I guess you could say that. I'm the goat herder of the group.
And how long have you actually been performing as Southern Halo?
Oh, wow. We actually started, you know, putting our instruments together back in 2009. So we've been on the road playing with each other, you know, for a few years now, I'd have to say. I mean, you know, music is our life. We basically grew up playing it and, you know, learning everything about it. And we just cannot imagine not doing it.
So did you play bass in those early days? Because you're a very small girl.
Right.
And the bass nearly looks too big for you now. So what did it look like then? Did you play an upright bass?
It was actually so funny. The funny thing is we had to get a bass that was like
mini.
Yeah, like a like mini bass. Yeah, so I could like reach the neck because it was so far out there. And I was like 9 years old.
But Hannah, especially when she was like 9 years old, she was like this little baby. So even the baby bass like looked like it was going to eat her. It was so big. It was cute.
But she knew how to tame it.
Yeah.
She did a great job with it.
Could reach those spreads,
Right. So what was the first, so you've got your own label and your first single was?
That's right. So we're under our own label, and our very first single that we released was Little White Dress, and it has gotten so many great, you know, attractions from the UK, and we just cannot thank you guys enough for that. Like, y'all are amazing.
Well, when we first saw the video, we played the music when we first got it, but we saw the video. Of course, we kept playing it all the time, so every chance we could, we'd slip it in, because you don't want to keep repeating things too much, but it was too good.
Thank you.
That means so much to us, because, you know, it's kind of like having this one single as your child. Like, you know, we all produced it, and it's something that we love and care about, and watching it just grow into the hands of you guys is so amazing, so thank you.
Well, I have a TV show called CMNT Girl Power, so I mean obviously you fit well in there.
We
get lots of requests for it, so it's
good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Girl Power.
Girl Power, we love it.
So this is all on the first album. So this is the first
this
album.
This is. We're still going off our very first album that we released in the summer of 2015, and we actually just released our third single from that album called Living Like That, and we just can't thank you guys enough for, you know, supporting our music and all that great stuff. Y'all are amazing.
But we're waiting for the new video, aren't we? So that's good. Now that's going to be launched, I understand, on our side of the water.
It is. So as some of you guys may have heard, we actually are heading over to the UK this March, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're so excited.
The 3 weeks.
Yeah. Literally in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, it's so close. And we're going to be able to like see a bunch of you guys over there and play some music for y'all and finally get to just meet you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
And while we're in London, actually, we're going to be releasing the video to Living Like That at the Gibson Factory in London. So we're just so excited. So many great things to come.
You'll be hitting the shops, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Are you kidding?
And the food. You'll have to give us some pointers after this about what kind of food we can expect what to see.
Well, the thing is, you're nice and slim and everything. A lot of our food can be a little bit calorie heavy.
All right. Well, we'll take the challenge.
Like fish and chips and pie and chips and all these various other things.
See, that's what we said. We have to try fish and chips.
Probably the best thing is to share.
That would be good.
Hey, by the bank, just a boombox. Dancing in the river in the boondocks. Drying out my jeans on the rocks. Can we rewind, rewind, rewind?
Hey, y'all. It's Natalia,
Christina,
and Hannah
from Southern Halo, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Looking out my window at sunset. Yeah, checking out billboards. Now I'm on an airplane, flying over Texas. Crazy, we landed in New York. Only two more days. Baby, I can't wait. And we can lay by the banks, just a boombox dance.
So what are you expecting from our audiences in the UK?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just expecting a lot of love and, like, you know, just excitement. And, like, we've, you know, been keeping up with some of our fans from across the pond for, like, a while now. Like, yeah. Since we released Little White Dress. And literally, like, the love is just so amazing.
Y'all have been, like, our best fans. Like, you're so supportive and everything.
Yeah. And it seems like you guys really appreciate, like, the foundation of music itself. And, like, you can really appreciate everybody's music and where they're coming from. And so we just finally love to get to see that from you guys. We're so excited.
One thing I think Europeans really like to know, they like to know, I always call it the inside measurements, but it's like who plays what,
know,
and the writers and the publishers. You can't get that with downloads.
And
so we are probably still buy physical.
Oh, I love that.
And this year, they've actually sold more vinyl than CDs.
Which we are so excited to say. We have recently, along with some new merchandise, we just purchased a bunch of other Southern Halo vinyl.
Yeah.
So we're so excited.
We do have one.
Yeah, good.
We're definitely going to give you one. So we did convert our CD. So we still have our CD, but we also put it on vinyl just because we know that it's so crazy cool over there.
Yeah.
And we do have a turntable in our kitchen, and we just love listening to records.
And you can charge more. I mean, I know we're not talking making money. Yes, we are. No, but vinyls, I mean, they'll go anywhere from £15 to £20. Yeah. And they're racked in the supermarkets. And you look next to it where they've got the CDs, and the same product is a third of that price.
Isn't that funny?
Wow.
That's what's happening for the rest of the summer and the rest of this year.
Well, you know what? We actually have a lot more gigs lined up this year. So we're very excited about that. We're just going off of our new single that we just released, Living Like That. And we're so excited to be playing all these fun festivals with all, you know, a lot of other great country artists here in Nashville. So it's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're also producing more music. I think we're getting ready to create a new album, which is really cool, and just a lot of more fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The other problem is, are you all still at school?
Well, see, we actually are, but we do online schooling. Yeah. So we actually take
hey,
the school with us on the road.
That's a bit tech.
Yeah, I know. Right? Very tech. Yeah, so it's really nice because it's very flexible, so we could just take it on the road when we're traveling.
Like
now,
it is during the week, and here we are
in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. Just so cool. Bring it with us on the road because back home is only 5-hour drive from here in Nashville. So when we just get in the car and head home or head to Nashville, we have 5 hours to do school on the way here.
So do you do exam type things and then send it up as like an email?
That's right.
Send it to your teacher,
cool.
They actually have students on our school too, like students who are kind of like us, who are basically taking on their careers early in life.
Yeah, like Olympians, future Olympians, crazy good artists.
There's horseback riders. They're some crazy awesome,
talented people.
Yeah.
So when you do something wrong, how do they punish you?
Right.
You get a very mean email.
Yeah, that's very scary.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. No, I've heard of people are taught at home, if they do homeschooling, but not that's crazy. But if they allow it and it makes it work, and
it works out.
You know, it probably is better for you than you haven't got to put up with the other school friends, and of course there's no bullying this way.
There's no bullying. Nope. Yep. It's really
or
great.
Or drama.
Yeah.
No drama, no high school drama.
But you don't have to do the school play or the school.
I know, but you know the cool thing about where we live? We're just such a close, small town. So we go to all of the, homeschools and, like, support all of our friends at the basketball and football games.
So it's still kind of like we're living that teenage experience and going through high school because they still invite us to their proms and their games.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool relationship.
So we get the best of both worlds. Right. We get the road and our friends at the same time.
Right. So the album's called?
The album is self-titled Southern Halo. Yes. And you guys can check that out on our website at southernhalo.net.
Yeah.
Great. And I also, the second single was Rewind.
That's right.
That's another good video. We can play.
Thank you. Yeah, we released Rewind last summer, actually, which was like, I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was like the perfect time to release it because it just basically talked about what we did last summer, like traveled all around doing radio tours and performances and, coming back home and hanging in the boondocks.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to get you doing a radio tour sometime this year in the UK.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That would be awesome.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That'd be so much
we'll
fun.
Put pre-warnings out.
Y'all better be careful. The more y'all invite us over here, the more I'm going to want to stay for good.
We're going to stay for good.
Oh, yeah.
So do you write all your own songs?
We actually like to do a little bit of collaborating. So, you know, I, Natalia, am the main songwriter of Southern Halo, and I also like to bring my sisters in sometimes to help me write.
Yeah.
And then we also have a lot of good friends here in Nashville that we like to work with and, you know, write with. Because, you know, it's always so great just getting out and communicating with other people, meeting new friends, and definitely writing with, you know, a lot more writers around here.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a big connection city, and everybody's just really cool. So Nashville's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you do your live performances, do you just do your own material from the album or your own songs, or do you do some covers?
Oh, we do a little bit of both,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
We do a lot of, like, classic
rock
songs, a lot of classic country, some modern country, and then, of course, all
our
of
originals.
Yeah,
because that's actually how we got started, with so many people just loved, like, we would take our own versions of, like, good classic rock songs.
That's right.
Like, Sweet Child, In the Air Tonight, lots of fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of put our own little twist on it.
Girls, it's been so good. Can't wait. It's only a couple of weeks till you're over.
I know.
We can see that new video, then we can start playing it.
Wait to see the rest of you guys over there. We are literally so excited. And Lee, it was so good to finally meet you.
Yeah. We've been trying to meet for a year.
I know.
Yeah, just never worked out.
I'm glad it did.
So that's great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Hey, y'all. It's Natalia,
Christina,
and Anna
from Southern Halo,
and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Living my life at 105 feels good. Taking every chance and never looking back when I knew I could.